Utterly acoustic, on for unamplified music. Not plugged in my dumb, no, now that's what it's totally about and why it's called Utterly Acoustic.
So yes, I'd like to introduce our first act tonight. Now, in the last time he came to play this, basically he sat over there, being the light.
Sat over there.
You sat over there.
Yeah, sorry, I got
the wrong. I remember looking very sad because the last time Dan came to play, he actually came here. He came twice.
I beg your pardon.
A great night.
Another thing, it was a great night. He came because the first time he saw the stage for Daniel and Northern Dangerous Angle. Hey.
I'm going to play one now that's called Bobby McFerrin, or the Bobby McFerrin song, perhaps. Does that sound more folksy?
Yeah,
the Bobby McFerrin song.
The Ballad of Bobby McFerrin.
Why didn't I think of that? It's not really a ballad, though, is it? It introduces the seventh chord, which you'll hear throughout my oeuvre. See, it's in tune. It needs tuning.
I'll be your Bobby McFerrin, and I'll never stop caring, so don't worry, be happy. I'll be your Professor Brian Moss, I'll be thinking about you close, things can only get better. I will be your old man Francis, if you fancy chances, so let it take me. Oh, come on with me. Best Benson is your city, for late. I will be your Mr. C. So just stick with me, we can do any matter. I'll be your Katrina and the waves. For the rest of our days, we'll be walking on sunshine. I will be your Jackson 5, where the disco was still alive, holds in the dark. Oh, come on with me. Is your city. I'll be your man, how the folks in corner. Oh, I know that I could be somewhere, but come on and say yes. I will be your children of Vegas, forever and a day, just like a movie or individuals. I will be your Celtic Mayfield. Let's go and roll in a hayfield and do a little run-up. Oh, come on with me. Best Simpson is your city.
Mentioned it's Norbert that writes the songs. He's a bear. I'm just on vocals and guitar today. This one is entitled Binker. Does anybody know the poem Binker?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's based on that, you know. Sort of loosely. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's about something much deeper than that.
I was praying for the song, not for Manchester.
Yeah, I didn't have you down as a main cast.
It's a Geordie.
Yeah. Not even that, surely.
It's well, not well, not strictly.
We'll have that conversation later.
Sat on a train to Piccadilly, thinking I know I'll write some lyrics. Could I sit down on this seat? Says I, for I hadn't smiled. The paper bag, this chap, face full of crap.
Smoking room with the Brixton Windmill, a high quality venue, which I think we've even managed to surpass tonight. So please welcome somebody rather wonderful, it's Captain Lovelace.
So I have perfect transition about the train song. I'm going to talk about the train journey too. And this one, I traveled from Bordeaux in the south of France to Lisbon in Portugal. It was quite a long, long trip. Be my first song. Don't be shy, it's a waste of time. We're gonna work it out. It seems so obvious for you. Sit down and read it out one more time. Cuddling words in my basement, typing on my imagine. Some postcards cut and paste. Your happiness when no one else is around. When no one else is around. Facing thoughts at my first class window, I write down some entries. See and detail how progress when no one else is around. No one else is around. Being true to myself, I have to take the last night train to Santa Apollonia. Deadlight hangover, I bring back some pictures. Find and erase my sadness when no one else is around. When no one else is around. Being true to myself, I have to take the last night train. It's a waste of time. We are gonna work it out. It seems so precious to me. Stand fast and catch it up. Because it's just a lovely night, so I can try new songs. It's the first song I wrote in French, actually, and it's about the shipping forecast. I used to listen to it when I was little. Let's try. Sachant pas. ce que trame cette insoumise. Peu agité, très agité, prendre le cas, oui, j'oserais. La mer sera peur. Why the boatland est plaine, so
beyond.
But yes,
sorry.
So that's right. Second office, that's right. So, here's somebody that I've played with many times and enjoyed in many different ways. Please welcome, it's Francis Alban Machine, ladies and gentlemen.
So, I think this is my fifth time at Totally Acoustic. And I do enjoy it a lot. And I'm always grateful when Mark asks.
There you go.
Shut up. And he legs it down, he never watched. But this is my least favourite bit, I have to say, when I have to play. Kind of ruins it. Ruins a good night out. But that's not the case for Steve Lamack, when I just stood, sat there and watched. And that's the best thing. I didn't have to get up and do this awful bit. And I've, warning, I have been ill this week. So if I start coughing in the middle of the song, I apologise for that. In fact, I'm going to have a little bit of a sip of a drink now. I'll start with an old one. Because in theory I should be able to play it and remember the words. Or destroy the mood. I need to be talking to you like he's talking. Between the wall and the cigarette machine, there are two scorch marks that look like a pile of day. It's a little bit like me. Do you long for the fire sunrise? Light up your black eyes at night. I know where that fire ought to be. It ought to be inside me. A fire ought to be inside of me. Don't make me feel like broken glass, just cause I shattered too much in the past. It's all coming clear, you're looking right through. And sometimes I watch you watching me, and I'll sing us both back to sleep. Dream of your black eyes, dream of your black. Long for the fire so bright, it can light up your black eyes at night. I know where that fire ought to be. It ought to be inside me. I've been driven by the rain, I've been battered by the snow. I've had my head struck down. Don't you know I'm still willing. I'm being thrown to Santa, to our Mary, to Hatchet, to Tone. I've driven every sort of rig that's ever been made, yeah. I travelled the back road so I wouldn't get away. And if you give me weed, white time, wine, give you a sign, and I'll be
willing to keep moving. I'll be willing.
I look back at the songs I played, all the other times I played Totally Beautiful, just to see how often I was repeating myself. But I realised every time I play one song that I never play again. This might be it. So, we'll see how it goes. This is about, I'm a big fan of nostalgia, and I hold no truck with people that say, oh, live in the moment, let it look back. Because they're always dreadful people. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking back at it. You know, we were talking about good times. Yeah.
We were.
It's, if you don't think about the good times, how can you inspire yourself to have more good times? That's what I say. So it's about a bloke in his 60s, and he's thinking about his first girlfriend and what good time he used to have, and sort of thinking about what it would be like to go back and do that again, and realise that it's not the going back and doing it again. That would be terrible. It's the thinking about going back and doing it again. It's a bit like in that respect. So I've got to remember how to play it, because it's the first time I've played it. I cannot find you, though I've not been looking. It's just that I've been thinking, which is never a good thing. How I should just call you, like when I used to be daring. Now I'm less so shy, I'm more so retiring. And there is not a part of this that I don't miss. Excuse me while I reminisce. The sky is still above all this. From the second the needle drops, we'll be dancing until the moment the music stops. We'll be dancing until they turn on the house lights, and we'll be singing, and then they'll kick us out into the night. We will carry on singing. Now I cannot place you in any scenario bar the impossible ones, where we've both got healthy bones. So stick with your memories, cause I might just call you tomorrow. You're here, my feet on the driveway. My face in the window. There is not a part of this that I don't love. Excuse me while I reminisce, while the sky is still above all this. From the second needle drops, we'll be dancing till the moment the music stops. We'll be dancing.
turn on the house lights. We'll be singing till the kick is out into the night. We'll carry on singing. Now I'm safe from dreaming in your parents' hall. Taking you dancing, which these days means drinking then sleeping. So put on your dancing shoes, cause I might just follow suit. It's only a quarter to past nine, but did our hips ever click so in time? And I bet that we'll look stupid on the dance floor. I don't care if you don't care. Look, the sky is still up there. From the second the needle drops, we'll be dancing until the moment the music stops. We'll be dancing, and then they'll turn on house lights. We'll be singing, and then they'll kick us out into the night. We will carry on singing. Cheer up, sleepy Jim. Oh, what can it mean? We won't never not be singing.
Thank you. This is my last one I'm going to do, and it's not really, it's not a song I'd normally choose to end with, but it's another new one, but it's got a really stupid tune on it, so having to tune back again. So this one is, it's kind of like the antidote, the opposite of the sort of Edwin Collins song, A Girl Like You, and various other songs where singers talk about how there's one special, unique girl in the world, and that's her, and if I write a song about her, she'll like me even more, and all that kind of thing. But I thought, well, actually, I think it's more the case that, especially if you've got a certain type of girl that you go for, and you always end up with the same type, and it's always bad news. And there comes a point where you have to sort of have a word with yourself and say, I've got to stop going for that sort of type of partner, because it's no good. So it's kind of about that, so it's the opposite of that, but also it's about collective nouns, which were always a favourite thing in school. I don't know if anyone's got a favourite collective noun. Anybody got a favourite?
Murder of Crows.
Murder of Crows. It's features in the song, so you'll be pleased. But anyway, so you'll if anyone's studying for their mocks, there's our list of collective throw a few in, you'll get extra marks. And it's called Praise the Collective Noun, something like that. Anyway, I normally have to tell you what the song's about, so
I used to think that you were one of a kind, unique of vision and oblique of mind. And then you reminded me of someone, you reminded me of someone, you reminded me of somebody else. Oh, like the laughter of sitcoms that's doomed to repeat. Some sort of Sisyphean task I won't complete. You've either got it or you haven't got it, but if you've got it, then I'll soon wish that you were somebody else. I've never seen a parliament without, or a murder of crows. In fact, I've only ever known a handful of girls. A handful of girls like me. Catch me are identical traits. It's the love of cats and language and the music of Tom Waits. I'll never learn till I finally learn that there is nothing left to learn unless I learn from somebody else. I've never seen a sleuth at best, or a knot of toads. In fact, I've only ever known a handful of girls. A handful of girls like you. Collecting nouns, you love them too, and these are the ones that remind me. The shrewdness of apes, the charm of finches, the memory of elephants, of doves, the kindness of ravens. Hang on, I've missed one. The seeds of lapwings, a prickle of hedgehogs, a sneak of weasels, the mischief of mice. Culture of bacteria. I've never seen a parliament of owls. In fact, I've barely ever even seen one owl. I've only ever known. Yeah, I've only ever known.
And that was Totally Acoustic, and I so delightful. We couldn't bear to let it end so soon, so I went downstairs and had some very nice whiskey. We'll be back at the King and Queen on the 3rd of March, where we've got Molly Naylor, Royston and Vince, and possibly another act, possibly not. So come on if you can. Thanks so much for everybody who played this time. Thanks for coming if you came, and thanks for listening. See you next time.